Hey everybody, welcome back into my home. As again, this is our campaign headquarters. Just me, myself, and I, my wife upstairs. I wanted to start doing some videos that answer some of the most common questions that I get while we're out on the campaign trail. And I want to do this so that you have a resource to have your questions answered. We are going to be doing digital town hall meetings. In fact, we're going to try and do them at least once a week. But if you can't get to those meetings or if you don't have access, these are the most common questions that I get. And I figure, why not just sit here in my spare time and answer some of the questions for you? And if these are the questions that are at the top of your mind, then great, I've answered them. If not, go ahead and use our Facebook and reach out to us and ask us any questions you want me to deal with. And I'll do them right here from our in-home, socially distanced campaign headquarters. Because this is the world that we live in right now. So I want to answer one of the most common questions that I get. And it's a really good question. And I understand why people ask it. People want to know, why is it that I am making my first run for public office a run for Congress instead of running for city council or school board or something like that? And as I said, it's a great question because they want to know about experience. And I have to tell you, the reason that I am starting off with Congress, it has to do with a couple of things that I'd like to share with you. First of all, I don't think that we need more career politicians. And it is not my intent to become a career politician. And we send career politicians to Washington all the time. And that's problematic. Now, that's not to say that they shouldn't have some experience before they get there. But I really believe that Congress would work best if the people who we send there are people who have already had a career. They've already been successful in the private sector. So a retired police officer, a retired teacher, a retired CEO, people like this, they have a lifelong career, they retire, then they run for office. And then can you imagine how different Congress would be if it was filled with people who had all of these life lessons, if it was filled with people who know how legislation affects the private sector, if they understood the unintended consequences of the private sector? I believe that that's the way Congress was set up to run, not to have career politicians, people who have run from office, and who have been there year after year after year, and they don't have any real experience in the private sector. So I just think it's good policy to choose people who have experience, and I have plenty of experience in the private sector, somebody who understands the unintended consequences of legislation. And then the other thing that I would say is that I feel in a strange way that I've been in Congress for the last 20 years, in that I've spent the last 20 years in a public debate, in a public dialogue with the people of Utah, and before that, the people of Texas, and before that, the people of Las Vegas. My job for the last 20 years has been to learn about and share my thoughts and opinions about the issues that a member of Congress would face every single day. My job is to come on the radio every day and share with you the conclusions that I've come to, and to share with you the solutions that I've come up with, and to hear from you what you feel about those things. And for the past 9 years, every single day, I've engaged in a few hour long dialogue with Utahns about the greatest issues that we face. And I think that that level of experience equips me very well to run for Congress and to start there. I believe that in order to get things done in Congress, you have to know how to change hearts and minds. you have to know how to appeal to the people. You have to be able to know the arguments of the opposition so that you can know where they will compromise and where they won't. This is what I've been doing for 20 years. So I almost feel like this is just the next step, that Congress is an extension of what I've been doing. And yeah, there are areas where I could gain some experience from serving locally. And so there will be a learning curve, certainly. But I believe that the wisdom, the vision, the experience, the problem solving, the communication skills that I will bring to Washington, D.C. far outweigh anything that I potentially can gain from starting at that level. So that would be my answer as to why I am starting with Congress. I hope that that makes sense. I hope I've answered your questions. If not, leave a comment and I'll dive in a little bit more, or join us on one of our digital town hall meetings that we're having every Wednesday night. So with that, I will thank you. Stay safe. Stay apart, I guess, is what we're saying. Utah is going to slowly start opening up here. And if we do it right and we continue to follow the guidelines, I think that we'll be successful. And so I hope that you're doing well. And a quick reminder, please know and remember that we need your support. We need your financial support. So if you could take a minute and go to our website, jmacforutah.com, and make a donation, any amount will do, whatever you can afford, and even make a monthly donation of $25, $50, whatever you can do to help us win this primary so that I can replace Ben McAdams and restore the 4th District back to red and back to conservatism, and restore it back to where it belongs. So jmacforutah.com, click on donate today, and please make a donation. We need all the help that we can get. All right, with that, I'll let you go, and I hope you have a great day.